Hey everyone, welcome to the Lifted Podcast. I'm your host, Helen Denham, and this is a place for us to talk about what we're doing every day to raise our vibration and understand ourselves more deeply as energetic beings and co-creators. All right, so this is a new thing I'm testing out. I'm essentially reading the blog post that I've written because I know a lot of us prefer to take in information in an audio format. You know, like listening to a podcast. You might just be on a walk. You want to pop your headphones in. I totally get it. So let's get into it. Today's topic is worthiness. We're covering worthiness and what it even means as it relates to our overall well-being. So let's start with the basics. Worthiness is defined as the quality of being good enough, or the quality of deserving attention or respect. What's your initial response to that definition? Do you believe that you're good enough, that you are deserving of attention and respect? Well, it's not up for debate, it's a fact. You are worthy, you were born worthy, and you will always be worthy. I want you to think of yourself as a newborn baby. Think of how everyone fawned over you, did anything to make you smile, cradled you, wanted the best for you. Now, what makes you think that you're any less worthy of love than that newborn baby? Your essence is the same. You're just in a bigger body with a more impressionable mind. At some point, someone tricked you into thinking that you weren't worthy of love, yes? We've all felt it, and part of the human experience is to unravel that trauma and step into our power again. And if you are listening to this and you have a journal nearby and you want to write a little bit, this is a good time to get your journal out. Can you recall the first time someone made you feel like you weren't good enough? For me, it was in grade school when kids made fun of me for having long, spidery legs. Then again in high school when a guardian brushed me aside when I was deeply depressed, telling me to just get over it and stop. I've also questioned my self-worth in the aftermath of breakups, job losses, you get it. Well, here's what I want you to understand. Every time you've questioned your worth, you were picking up on someone else's story. I'll say that again. Every time you questioned your worth, you were picking up on someone else's story. Our entire lives are essentially reflections of our surroundings, from the media we watch, to the cities we live in, to the friends we choose. We are like sponges, very impressionable and eager to please. With this understanding, can you think of particular areas of your life that are not necessarily serving you and are making you question your innate worth? Perhaps it's a friend or a partner that's been gaslighting you. I've been there. Perhaps it's a TV show that reflects violence and betrayal. Perhaps it's the expectations of your parents. So think of where you've been absorbing a story that is simply not yours. Part of waking up and integrating with our highest selves is rewriting our story. How do you want to feel? You don't need anyone else's permission to be magnificent, abundant, wealthy, spectacular, skilled, wise. You were born that way. You were born to be great. You were born to be loved, cherished, and celebrated for all that you are. And if you haven't heard it today, I love you. I honor you. I am so proud of who you've become. I admire your strength, and I believe in you. If you have your journal out, let's make a T-chart and knock out some of those self-limiting beliefs. Let's rewrite the story. On one side of the chart, write down a belief that makes you feel icky and sad. I'll give you a second to think about that. Think of a belief that makes you feel not good. Now, can you think of who gave you that belief? At what point did you take on that belief? Okay, once you've thought of that, maybe written it down. On the other side, write down what you would prefer to believe and let that feeling come over you. Even if you can't fathom believing that right now, how would you prefer to feel? What would you prefer to believe? Now, keep going until you have at least 5 beliefs written down that you're able to change. And you can do that after, you know, you finish listening, or you can pause it, whatever feels right for you. And an example could be, if you're having trouble with this, a self-limiting belief could be, I don't deserve to make a lot of money. My job isn't good enough for that. I'm not good enough for that. Now flip it. Change that belief to, I am innately abundant. I deserve financial security and money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Okay? Changing our belief system happens over time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual change of our subconscious system. You'll become more and more high vibrational every time you catch a self-limiting thought, question it, and then change it. Our thoughts become our beliefs, which become our words, which become our actions, which become our reality. Your life is going to change in a major way as you step into your worthiness once again. I love you. You're worthy of everything and every experience you desire. If you want it, it's meant for you. And so it is. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. Take your time with that exercise. It's a great time to just journal out whatever is coming up for you, whatever's been holding you back. And I really applaud you for taking the time to do this for yourself. It's really an act of self-love. So just by showing up, being here and doing the work is a huge step into confidence and worthiness. Okay. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon.